Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Choir, join me in singing it now. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here tonight. Holy Spirit, tonight, you're welcome here tonight. You're welcome here tonight. Holy Spirit,
Holy
Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we reference you, yeah. Tonight, Holy Spirit, now. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, walk among us, Lord. Oh, heal our infirmities, yeah, tonight. Soul, touch your body now. And sing it to him now, Holy Spirit. Join us in singing it out loud, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, sing it, you are welcome. Oh, you're not sing it, you are welcome, yeah. Lord, we can feel your unction in this place tonight, Lord. Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. Touch the hem of his garment. Touch the hem of his garment. Yes, sir. You are Holy Spirit. Yes. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout it, Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Now shout it, miracle receiving, hallelujah. Now take any song of praises in your own mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. What a mighty God we serve. He's glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and doing wonders. Great is our God. How great is his name. How great is this Lord, forever the same. He rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I'll never leave you, only trust him. Amen. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Jesus, who is seated upon the Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. We see that upon the throne. And pass me not, O gentle Savior, wear my humble crown. While on others thou art called, only do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, 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 yeah. I am the crown. Hallelujah. All as thou hast called. Holy, do the past be. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, yeah, my humble cry. Hallelujah, wow, oh, that's thou art called. Holy, you have passed me by. And our Lord is a great God, oh, a great complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete in him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Complete in. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Oh, I have completed. Oh, it's complete. Oh, it's completed. Hallelujah. Complete, yes, complete in me. Hallelujah, I am complete. Done. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send that fire again, the Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire again. The Holy Run. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Hallelujah. Complete him. Hallelujah. There is no mountain that I can climb, for Jesus climbs it all. There is no mountain that I can climb, for Jesus climbs it all. There is no mountain that I can climb, for Jesus climbs it all. Oh, I am complete. Oh, it's complete. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I complete him. Hallelujah. Complete him. Complete. In him. Hallelujah. Complete in him. Amen. Now listen very carefully. Tonight's service is a different service. So once you are here tonight, believe that the Lord brought you here for a purpose. We have to increase and put more fire on our prayer base, because there is a lot of land to conquer. And there are many of us that what we need is our coast to be enlarged. I want you to say this loud and clear. Every power assigned to reduce my glory. You are a liar. Dead. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. Masikaya boshente raba kampande raba. Ribosopola kaya boshente raba kanta. If the power is assigned to reduce my glory, then their time is up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We give you praise. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we are gathered before you at this midweek meeting, which has coincided with the beginning of the month of new beginnings. We pray that as many people as are gathered here tonight, you will begin a new thing in our lives. In the name of Jesus. You said, I will do a new thing. I will bring water in the wilderness. Let every dry well receive the waters of life in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon our lives. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now listen very carefully. Say what I'm going to say after me so you know where our message tonight is coming from. Say what I'm going to say after me so that you know what we're going to deal with here tonight and understand the topic. Say whoever and whatever has to die. That's the topic. Whoever and whatever has to die. In Zechariah chapter 11, second to the last book in the Old Testament. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 9. Then said I will not feed you. I pray that you will not feed your problem in Jesus' name. That diet, let it die. And that is to be cut off. Let it be cut off. And let the rest eat everyone the flesh of another. I read it again. Then said I, you my problems, I will not feed you. That died, let it die. And that is to be cut off, let it be cut off. And let the rest eat everyone the flesh of another. Keep this scripture at the back of your mind. In conclusion, he's saying that the solution to some problems is that certain things must die. In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1, it talks about the prophet who had been in the palace for a long time and did not see the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1, are we there? In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphims, each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And that follows the revival that happened in the life of Isaiah. This revival did not start until King Uzziah died. How many people here want their King Uzziah to die tonight? Shout it loud, hallelujah. Now in 1 Kings chapter 18, from verse 40. 1 Kings chapter 18, from verse 40. 1 Kings 18, 40. Are we there? And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And he took them. And what did Elijah do? Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon. What did he do, beloved? Slew them there. But the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. And now this is a prophet. He killed them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for it is a sound of abundance of rain. The presence of those prophets of Baal was blocking certain blessings. Their death, first of all, took place before the rain began to fall. That's why I know that whoever and whatsoever has to die for your breakthrough to manifest, they must die in the name of Jesus. Where were you, my amen will be louder than that. Are you understanding what I'm telling you tonight? Elijah had to first of all eliminate those people before he began to pray for the rains to fall. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 19. Matthew 2:19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother, and now go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. Jesus was taken away. Now they say he can go back because those who were seeking to kill him are now dead. I pray that any power that is preventing you from going to your land of promise shall die in the name of Jesus. There are plenty of things about the mountain of fire that is not clear to so many people. The mountain of fire is not just an ordinary church. When you talk about the military, there are different categories of soldiers in the army. There are some soldiers, all they do is to play music. There are soldiers too. There are some soldiers, they drive the vehicles. There are soldiers. There are some soldiers, they repair the bridges. There are soldiers too. There are some soldiers, they carry madams back to the market. There are soldiers too. But when there is war, it is not all soldiers that are taken to the war front. The soldiers they take to the war front are the combatant soldiers. Those who understand warfare. The church of God is exactly like that. There are some churches, all they do is play music. Some is to dance. But we belong to the combatant ones at the war front. So certain things that may not be clear to them will be very clear to us. If you have never been in the military, if they give you a grenade, this hand bomb, you may not know what it is. Because you've never seen it before. Or you are not a combatant person. So you won't understand. It was like something that happened during the Nigerian Civil War. A woman was going to the market. And he found the grenade, the bomb on the floor. She thought it was a toy. She wanted to take it home to give it to her child to play. So she put it on the basket containing yams in her head. As she moved, the trigger came off. Both the basket and the whole of her head went in one direction. And she headlessly fell down. If she was a combatant person, I said, no, this is a bomb. This should not be touched. So sometimes I would say, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do this. It's because we know the danger there that others don't know. This is why some things are not clear about us. Many people don't even understand why we pray that things should die. Now, death has several meanings. Death means to stop living. Death means to lose force. A person is using one power to fight with all of his other, that power is removed. Death means to stop walking. Death means to expire. If they say you are buying dead drugs in the market, it means you are buying drugs that cannot work because it's not no longer efficient. They still call it medicine, but it's dead. Death means to pass away. Death means to cease. Death means to collapse. Death means to fade away. Death means to disappear. That means to finish. That means to eradicate. It means to terminate functions. That means to dissolve a particular thing. So that means to come to an end. If they say their anger died, it means that they are no longer angry. If they say their poverty died, it means that they are no longer poor. I know that my poverty is dead in the name of Jesus. When somebody says the cancer is dead, that is, it has lost its power to inflict affliction. So when you say dead, it means to cease functioning or for the thing to end in failure. That's what they call death. So a lot of people who don't understand the various meanings of death, they say, these people, they are praying that spirits should die. They are praying that, we all know that spirits do not die. But once their function ceases, it's as good as dead. So evil powers don't like that kind of prayer at all. When one demon power noticed that was what Jesus was going to do, he begged him. He said, please don't send us to the abyss, please. They begged him because they know that once they land there, that's the end of their function. That means they are dead. God pronounced Adam dead. He said, the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt die. Still, that Adam that God said is dead lived for 930 years. So what died, the Adam that died is the spirit man, not him physically. The Bible says, see, that giveth himself to pleasure is dead, why yet liveth? So death does not necessarily mean that life has passed away. No. It also means inability to perform functions. Spirits do not die, but it's possible to stop them from carrying out their evil functions. That is why we pray the prayer, die. Human beings may find it strange to understand, but the powers understand the prayers. That's why I'm saying again tonight that whatsoever and whosoever has to die for your breakthrough to manifest shall die in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Look at another interesting thing in 2 Chronicles. Might be worthwhile buying this tape and giving it to your friends who don't understand prayer. 2 Chronicles chapter 29. 2 Chronicles 29. I'm reading from verse 25. And he said, the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries and with harps, according to the commandment of David and of Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of the Lord by the prophets. And the Levites too with the instruments of David and the priests with the trumpet. And Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel. This was what the Levites were supposed to be doing. They carry their harp, their psaltery, they sing and prophesy before the Lord. But then a season may come when, according to what is in the same 2 Chronicles chapter 23, verse 7, is that season may arise where what is written in 2 Chronicles 23, 7 begins to come to pass. And the Levites shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand. And whosoever else cometh into the house, he shall be put to death. There was a wicked queen that wanted to take over the throne. The Levites dropped their instruments of music and picked up their weapons. Should not Levites, who are priests of the Lord, be keepers of the Lord that says, thou shalt not kill? Why did Samuel kill King Agag? And prophet Elijah kill all the prophets of Baal? Why did the angel of God also strike Herod dead? A situation comes, beloved, where that has to take place. Listen to this profound statement so that you understand how to pray here tonight. It may take a battle to procure what God has already said is yours. God has said it belongs to you. It may take a battle for you to possess it. Statement number two. It may take a greater battle to maintain the promised land already procured through other battles. It may take a greater battle to maintain the promised land already procured through your earlier battles, the battles you fought before. Understand this, beloved. Statement number three is this. The enemy will not give up what he has kept for ages in his wells simply because God said it's yours. No, he won't give it up like that. He will give a hard fight. Statement number four. It may take a hot battle to conceive a prophecy. It will take a hotter battle to give birth to that prophecy or to nurture that prophecy. These are statements I want you to notice here tonight. Statement number five. The enemy sent to kill you will not settle for a coma. It will not settle for a coma. It's like the worry proverb. Then say, the idol, where they take blood from you, you no go take palm oil, even though they be the same color. It is blood, the idol ones, not palm oil. So the enemy sent to kill a person will not settle for a coma. Statement number six. Some breakthrough will not come until the judgment of God has cut off the breakthrough hindering men or women who walk upon the land. Some breakthrough will not come until the judgment of God has cut off all those powers, all the personalities that are hindering those breakthrough, cutting them off upon the land. Then the breakthrough will come. whosoever, whatsoever, has to die. For anyone here this evening to make it in life must die. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let's look quickly at six scriptures. Most of it you can check it up at home. In Genesis 38 verse 7. See what God did to somebody there. Genesis 38 verse 7. Genesis 38 verse 7. An heir, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord. And what happened? And the Lord slew him. In the same Genesis chapter 38 now. Look at verse 8. Or let's read verse 10. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord. Wherefore he slew him also. In Genesis chapter 19, you read about Lot's wife that became a pillar of salt. In Leviticus chapter 10, you read about Nadab and Abihu who were giving strange offering at the altar of the Lord. The Lord killed them. In Numbers chapter 14, you read about the 10 spies who were killed for their unbelief and their rebellion. In Numbers chapter 16, you read about Korah, Dathan, and Abiram who were swallowed by the earth. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, you read about Uzzah who was killed because he was touching the ark of the Lord. In 1 Kings chapter 14, you read about the youngest baby of Jeroboam who was killed by the Lord because of what his father was doing. In Acts of Apostles chapter 12, you read about Herod that was killed for elevating himself above mortal men. Acts of Apostles chapter 5, you read about Ananias and Sapphira who were struck down for lying to the Holy Ghost. And several times in the Old Testament, you see God killing off the Israelites for disobedience and for rebellion. You find God completely eliminating Sodom and Gomorrah for what they did. And how God dealt with the firstborn of Egypt because of what they did to the Israelites. And how God drowned the army in the Red Sea for attempting to destroy Israel. How God sent one angel to finish off all the troops of Sennacherib. So you can see that some breakthrough will not come. Some miracles will not take place until the judgment of God has cut off the powers hindering them. Uzziah had to die for the heavens of Isaiah to open. The prophets of Baal had to go before rain can fall again upon Israel. Herod had to die before they can bring baby Jesus back from Egypt to Israel. So what am I trying to explain to you tonight? A human being can be the insulation of the heavens over your life. This is strange, but it is true. Your breakthrough may depend on the enemy's mandatory encounter with the God of judgment. Some lands will never see the promised rain until some wicked establishments in the land are dead. The prophetic sword of Elijah may need to strike against certain witch doctors for your breakthrough to manifest. A land may be unsafe for the manifestation of your star until the Herod there dies. When you are fighting over my dead body enemies, there's some enemies who say, over their dead body, some people will prosper. Then you might have to invite divine executioners to operate. Some forms of wickedness will continue to go on unless it is terminated by death. For your David to manifest, your Goliath has to die. These are what I'm trying to explain to you here gently tonight. When a power has taken an oath or a covenant to kill a person, the only option left most times may be the prophetic sword of Elijah. A man of God that was preaching all over the place didn't know that he had enemies around town and they were planning his death. And they were supposed to conjure his face. The face was supposed to appear on something looking like the face of a drum. So they called his name first time. They called it a second time. They called it a third time. Face did not appear. Rather, the drum busted. You would have thought that they would have just gone home and said, this one has never happened before. Let's not try again. No. But sometimes when God is about to deal with a person, we behave like a mad person. For example, it is complete madness for Pharaoh to enter into the Red Sea when you didn't know who separated it and you didn't know what will happen when you enter. They went and brought another drum. They began to conjure the man's face again. They call him the first time. Call him the second time. Call him the third time. His face now appeared. They were supposed to strike it with a knife. They struck it with knife and blood gushed out. All three of them just fell down there and two died instantly. They killed themselves. It was after that time things began to happen in that environment. I pray that any power calling for your face in a mirror to strike at you, they shall strike themselves. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. The death sentence on witchcraft signifies that that's the only way of stopping them. This is why you find so many situations in the Bible where God himself becomes a killer. There are plenty of things that need to die for many breakthroughs to manifest. And this is why we're gathered here today. This is not a talking message, no. It's an explaining message. Then we now begin to pray. We have 50 prayers to pray. I don't know whether we're going to finish them tonight. But if we don't, we'll continue next Wednesday. But if you are afraid, you can go home now. Because this kind of power, the prayers travel anywhere. It does not have respect for geographical distance. For the rain of blessing to fall upon Israel, the prophets of Baal had to go. For baby Jesus to come back to his place of destiny, the Herod there had to die. And for Isaiah to begin to see the heavens open, King Uzziah had to die. My sister, that person that issued a curse that you will not marry, perhaps the solution is that the sword of Elijah should rise against them. The one that is saying, well, take this infirmity and begin to nurse it for life. Perhaps the way out is for the sword of Elijah to strike against it tonight. This is a very serious matter. When spirits hear this kind of prayer, they shiver. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. What do you see? If you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very, very quickly now. Very, very quickly now. By raising up your right hand where you are and saying this after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Just find a way to the altar here. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. We're not here to joke tonight. We're not playing. This is mountain of fire. Part of the mandate that the Lord gave to this ministry is to spoil the joy of the enemy and to put their gear into reverse position. This is why it is dangerous to be coming to this kind of church and you are living in sin. This is the first prayer I want you to pray. Every power assigned to kill my destiny, your cup of iniquity is full. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Certain things must happen here tonight. Makate sepende keyabo shende rabo konta. Oria poli katende sente yabo shente yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. You see, I warn you, as someone in this meeting now, you came from Ikorodu town for this service. By the time you get home from this meeting, this is just first prayer you have prayed here. The witch doctor on the street assigned to monitor your life will be dead. Pray this again loud and clear. Spiritual hired assassins. Take your guns. Point it at yourself. Can I hear you saying this loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can shout it here tonight? Fire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Command them to fire in themselves. Masaka tenda kaya bo shentera bokonda. Baribo sotonde kaya bo shentera bokolaba. Makatenda rabo sokonde kaya bo shentera ba. Aha 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 aha. Yes, point your guns at yourself. Fire at yourself. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. That's right. Spiritual arrow men. Take your arrows. Point it at yourself. Fire! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Makaya bo shentera bokonda. Ribo sepende kaya bo shentera bokola kaya ba. Barika sepende kaya bo shentera ba. In Jesus' name we pray. Now this next prayer will bring uncommon 24-hour breakthroughs. To as many as who pray them with boiling anger. Agents of the grave that appears in my dream. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the agents of the grave. Masikaya bo shendera bo kotara ba santa ya ba. Aha, 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 aha. This is wonderful. Yes. Masikatende kaya bo shendera bo kolaba. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. I told you. That's right. As many people as are here tonight, and the serpent has been programmed into your body to monitor your life, the serpent is on fire now. That's right. Let that be silence. Let that be silence. Let that be silence. The serpent is on fire. The one on the right leg. The one on the waist. The one in the head. Let's unwind from the stomach. Unwind from the kidney. Unwind from the leg. Any witch doctor projecting into my sleep. Is that the loudest who can say it? Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. That's right. This is not a time to joke. This is a time for serious action. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh yes. They were not expecting that one. Say, any power calling my name from a coffin. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Kasepo taya bo shende rabo konta. Baride ke sepi ali kantanda ya bo. Derike sepende ke ya bo shente raba. In Jesus' name we pray. Now many of us here need this next prayer. Program of death for my finances. Can you shout this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. That's right. Mokatenda yabo shende rabo kotende yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say agenda of death for my body. In the name of Jesus. Just deal with it. In the name of Jesus. Lokate sepende ke yabo shende rabo konta. Rebo bokasentende ke yaba. In Jesus then we pray. Say angels of destruction that passed through the land of Egypt. Can you say that loud and clear? Pass through the land of my tormentors. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, the angel of destruction that passed through the land of Egypt. Pass through the land of my tormentors. Pass through, pass through, pass through, pass through, pass through, pass through. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There are plenty of this happening here tonight. Oh, yes. As a sister here, you have not been sleeping well. Your sleep tonight shall be wonderful. Because the powers in charge of your sleeplessness are all dead. Say, tonight, any power flying to kill me, in the name of Jesus. Potasekaya boshenta. Aha, 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 aha. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Open your mouth, don't be afraid. Makasepende keyabo shende raba. Yes. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Not another night, it's tonight. Masikayabo shende rabo kompola kayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm making fantastic progress. Say resurrection power. Resurrection fire. Resurrection deliverance. Can I hear you call those three things? Shout it louder than that. Shout it louder than that. Fall upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Resurrection power. Resurrection fire. Resurrection deliverance. Fall upon my life now. Fall. Fall upon my life now. In Jesus' name we pray. Say yokes of death. Trap of death. Attack your owners. Yokes of death. Traps of death. Attack your owner in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yokes. Trap of death. Attack your owners. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my life. Hear the word of the Lord. Reject the voice of untimely death. Can you say that loud and clear, my Lord? In the name of Jesus, my Lord. Hear the voice of the Lord. Reject the voice of untimely death. Bakapo shende rabo kontende rabo sandayaba. Jesus' name we pray. Say, dream Goliath. I smash your head on the rock of ages. Dream Goliath. I smash your head on the rock of ages. In the name of Jesus. Smash their head on the rock of ages. Smash their head on the rock of ages. In Jesus' name we pray. Killers of profitable opportunities. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Bakasepentende kaya boshanda. Ribosopende kaya boshanda. Something is happening already. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every incantation. Every spell, every jinx, every incantation, every spell, every jinx assigned to kill me. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, kill the incantations. Kill the spell. Kill the jinx. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening over there. That's right. That's right. That's right. Let him go. You have held him for 20 years. Let him go. You have held him down in the spirit realm. And you are feeding him with grass. Now let him go. Let him go now. In the name of Jesus. Say, my blood. My brain. My heart. Can you shout those three things loud and clear? Shout it louder than that. Reject the arrows of death. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Let the healing power of God begin to flow. Let the power of God begin to flow from person to person. Let the yoke of the oppressor be broken to pieces. In Jesus' name we pray. There is a young lady here. This is a very strange thing. It's as if, although you are a lady, it's as if you are still in the womb of an old woman. And now you have been taken out. That's right. Your head is already coming out through her mouth. Aha. Yes. Let her be vomited. Any food designed to kill my virtue. Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Magician serpents assigned against me, be swallowed by the serpent of God. Magician serpent assigned against me, be swallowed by the serpent of God. What do you think will have happened to Moses that day if his own serpents did not swallow the others? Magician serpents assigned against me, be swallowed by the serpents of God. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, vision killers. I stop you before you stop me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Vision killers. I stop you before you stop me. In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Baso pokotende yaboshende rabokonta. Ribosapende ke yaboshende. In Jesus' name we pray. Poisons of death. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Aha, aha, aha. Jesus' name we pray. Three killers to deal with now. Say, progress killers. Success killers. Anointing killers. Can you say that loud and clear? Shout it with holy anger. You today in the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Every court of Pharaoh assigned to challenge my God. Every court of Pharaoh assigned to challenge my God. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Scatter it. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Aha, aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, by the power that stoned Goliath dead. Oh God, Allah, and fight for me. By the power that stoned Goliath dead. Oh God, Allah, and fight for me. In the name of Jesus. That's right. By the power that stone Goliath dead. Makasoponde keyabo shende raba. Riba kaponde kanta la karaba. In Jesus' name we pray. By the power that divided the Red Sea. Oh God, arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus. Makaya Boshentera Bokonda Yaba. Aha, 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 aha. Bakapo sete yabo shende raba. De ketende ke yabo shente raba. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to give the Lord violent praises for those prayers. We've just prayed 25 of them out of 50. We need to give the Lord violent praise for that one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. He's the King. He's the King of Kings. Of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. His name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, yes, you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is the King. He is the King. Of King. He is the Lord. Oh, his name is Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yeah. He is the King. He is the King. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord reign at night, the heart tremble. He reign at night, the heart tremble. The Lord reign at night, the heart tremble. He reign at night. The Lord reign at night, the heart tremble. The Lord reign at night, the heart tremble. Oh, the Lord reign at night, the heart tremble. Alone they not like the heart tremble. Oh, alone they not like the heart tremble. Now alone they not like the heart tremble. Now alone they not like the heart tremble. Alone they not like the heart tremble. Oh, alone they not like the heart tremble. Alone they not like the heart tremble. Alone they not like the heart tremble. Lord, in that light, they have trembled. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. He saved me and washed me, so I can shout, so I can. Hallelujah. Can shout, praise the Lord. I can shout, praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Say, by the power that slapped Herod with worms. Oh God, arise and fight for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray that one too. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power that needs to die, For my life to become a positive wonder. In the name of Jesus, the power that needs to die for my life to become a positive wonder, die. In Jesus' name we pray. Any power that needs to die for my uncommon testimonies to appear, die. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Something is happening again. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer will bring open doors to so many. Every coven conspiracy. Can you say that loud and clear? To kill me. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the conspiracy. In Jesus' name we pray. Any witchcraft power that has to die for my breakthrough to manifest. In the name of Jesus. Bakaposopotanda kaya boshende raba. Riba sopanda kaya boshente. Nakarebo sopola kaya boshende raba konta. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. A Jericho destroying amen. We have just prayed 30 of these prayers. We pray the other 20 next Wednesday. So make sure you arrive here on time. Now, raise your right hand up as I pray now. Father, I thank you for your children who are gathered here tonight. These hands have been raised up as a battle axe to pursue the enemy, to overtake the enemy, and to recover from the enemy what the enemy has stolen. Father, these hands that are raised up, let your anointing for battle fall upon it. Let your anointing for warfare fall upon it. Let these hands become a battle axe. In the name of Jesus. As you lay these hands on your bed tonight, any power that is using the tactics of sleep to work against anyone, let those powers be buried in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing of fire enter into this hand. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Immediately you enter your house, the first place you should go to is your bedroom. And lay these hands upon it. And call the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.